the GCPP has conceded defeat in the general elections and asked all political parties to unite and help move Ghana's development to the next level. The party's presidential candidate in the 2012 elections, Dr. Henry Lati, congratulated President John Mahama for his victory and described the elections as free, fair and transparent. Gloria Anderson has more.
The great consolidated Popular Party pulled a lot of surprises in the 2012 general elections. Although the party did not win any seat in parliament, its over 400,000 votes in the elections surprised many. This feat was described as overwhelming and a mark registered in the minds of people and shows that the GCPP is back on track. The party's presidential candidate for the just-ended elections, Dr. Henry Lati, thanked Ghanaians for their support.
We're very happy today to confirm that we agree with the results of the Electoral Commission because all due process has taken place. After the voting, all the checks and balances have been taken, all the political parties have signed, and as a result, the accredited results announced by the EC. I do congratulate current President Dr. John Mahama for having won the election. We thank our supporters and our hard-working members of the party who were on the ground. Now the whole Ghana realizes that the GCPP is back on track. We've done well when we look forward to the next 4 years.
Dr. Henry Lati said the party did not win the elections because of its position on the ballot paper, but because Ghanaians believe in the GCPP's ideas.
There's a huge future. What came out is because we didn't get the media to cover. Look, we were in other places. We were overwhelmed. Kukum was one place. Boss. And then even at Swami. We had teeming supporters there. People started liking us. And within a short possible time, they took it to us like a dream. And that's the history that is going about now. Now as I drive the street, people are waving. It's amazing. It's quite amazing. I'm overwhelmed by it. And that has put me in a state where I now believe we can change Ghana. I'm very, very good country to live.
Dr. Lati says he has no regret for standing for the elections. He said the GCPP is ready to offer its services to the government at any point.
We're going to do everything we can to support the government that has been chosen by the people so that we can have a very good government that can do things that they promised and also can help the idea that we have to make Ghana a better place. We're going to help develop Ghana. We'll give the right advice when it's necessary and we'll push the government and help them take the right course.
The GCPP says it is poised to put its structures together to make the party stronger for the 2016 elections. Dr. Henry Lati urged the MPP to hear to the voice of the people, which is John Mahama, and put the peace of Ghana first.
They have a point and they want to go to court with it. We believe that all the international observers have come in and looked through our books and they reckon it's a free and fair election. They may have their differences. I don't know exactly what it is. They have access to that. And if they want to do that, go to the court to deal with it, fine. It's part of democracy. They are a very democratic party, and I hope they will make sure that we have a democratic system. All the whole world will realize that, yes, we have lost. We put our case across. And Ghanaians have accepted that President Mahama is the leader, and we should accept it and go on. After all, it's only another 4 years. It's not the end of the world. There's another 4 years. We can go for elections again.
You heard the presidential candidate of the GCPP, Dr. Henry Lati, ending that report by Gloria Anderson.